Let's read some more of the Holy Word of God. We're going to read from 2 Timothy 2:12. If we suffer, I'm sorry, I'm going to start at 11. It is a fearful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe, not yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That's the religious systems today of America. Ungodliness, profane babblings, false man-made traditions, all of these things outside of the truth of God. I'm standing on the outside of a gospel festival. They're cranking their music. We're talking and witnessing to people, lifting up the gospel, reminding them that their ways and their practices do not line up with Holy Scripture, that this looks nothing like the body of Christ in the New Testament, that all this ecumenicalism and worldliness and feminization and pride and vanity and carnality, none of this has anything to do with the first century body that Jesus Christ established. And 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved. If you would study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, you'd see how right God's word is and how wrong your man-made religion is, how wrong your following the flesh is, how wrong your sin and carnality and traditions of men are to a holy God. You need to repent, neighbors. You need to repent and lose your life in Christ, Matthew 10. If you haven't lost your entire life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus died to make a way. The precious blood of Jesus Christ we're lifting up today. But you're not going to find that way in corrupt gospel festivals or in the traditions of men.